You're tuned in to an imaginary shortwave show from the radio archives of DJ Frederick. It's the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
The Bakayo Rhythm and Steel Band, a great 7-inch vinyl single, Hula Hoop, here on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We're exploring cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more. Music to help you find your groove. Thank you. the legendary Charlie Byrd with a cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Before that, Mr. Grant Green. These are a few of my favorite things. One of my favorite things is doing radio with you here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Homegrown and homemade radio, no genre, no agenda, just a microphone and a turntable, and a love for the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. And 120 years ago today, the U.S. Cavalry, commanded by Major Samuel M. Whiteside, intercepted Bigfoot's band of Lakota Indians on their way to the Pine Ridge Agency looking for shelter from severe winter conditions. According to recordings made of the oral history of survivors from the massacre at Wounded Knee by Santi Sue and Sid Burr, this is what happened. Bigfoot's people hoisted a white flag, but the army drove the band to the bank of Wounded Knee Creek, where they looked up along the ridge to see four Hotchkiss cannons aimed at them. The Indians were interrogated throughout the night, leaving them sleepless as well as panicked. Eyewitnesses reported soldiers drinking and reveling all night in celebration of capturing Bigfoot. Soldiers stripped the Indians of their weapons, which further agitated tensions. While the soldiers searched for weapons, some of the Indians began singing ghost dance songs, and one of them, possibly the medicine man Yellowbird, threw dirt in a ceremonial gesture. This action was misinterpreted by the soldiers as a sign of imminent hostile actions. Moments later, a gun discharged. It was said that a deaf man, Black Coyote, accidentally fired at soldiers trying to wrest his gun from him. Although no one was injured, the soldiers immediately sprayed the unarmed Indians with shots from small arms together with rounds from Hotchkiss cannons staged on the ridge above. By the way, Hotchkiss cannons fire 2-pound explosive shells at a rate of about 50 per minute. Indian survivors remarked that the soldiers cried out, quote, "Remember the little bighorn," unquote. Numbers fluctuate according to which sides tell them, but between 300 to 500 men, women, and children, old and young, and a great many already quite sick, lay dead on the icy banks of Wounded Knee Creek. Nevertheless, 23 soldiers from the 7th Cavalry received the Congressional Medal of Honor for their efforts in slaying defenseless Indians that day. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Would you like to ride in my dream machine? The seats are orange and the motor's green. Let it take you to a quiet place where the springtime wears a happy face. Even raindrops have a pleasant smile. The evening breeze asks you to stay a while. If you've got some time you'd like to spend, and you don't care if your mind should bend, come along and take a walk with me to my cottage underneath the sea. The walls are yellow and the ceiling's green, and I've got a fancy dream machine. We've been getting any day will be delirious. We need a way out and not just a thing, something which might help you laugh and sing. Life's becoming such an awful drag, so I've gone out and found a brand new bed. Would you like to ride? Have a pleasant smile. The evening breeze
From a 10-inch vinyl single released back in 1977, that was Herbert Bodzin, a tune called Flute of Freedom. Before that, we heard The Music Box with Dream Machine from a 45 released back in 1967. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And the Thrift Shop is undergoing some renovations. I'm in the process of making a few changes. So please bear with me as I experiment a little with the format. And I'm working on making the show more fun and functional. To that end, I'm reviving my old blog. So if you'd like to check it out, I will include some playlists. That blog is at radiothriftshop.blogspot.com. That's radiothriftshop.blogspot.com.
Exploring science and the sea. For more than two decades around the start of the 20th century, Polaris Jack was a constant companion to ships traveling through a dangerous passage on the coast of New Zealand. Some said the Risso's dolphin actually guided the vessels to safety. And when a sailor supposedly tried to shoot Polaris Jack, the government passed a law protecting him. As the years passed, Polaris Jack changed colors. His head and body morphed from gray to white, the result of more and more scarring. In fact, Risso's dolphins are among the most scarred of any ocean creature. They're marked by lines, circles, and blotches. As the creatures age, those markings make them look like abstract charcoal sketches, canvases recording countless encounters. Risso's dolphins are found around the world. Polaris Jack aside, they typically stay away from shore. Males can grow up to about 13 feet long and weigh half a ton. They have tubby bodies and a long groove along the top of their heads. The animals usually congregate in small groups, although they sometimes are seen in groups of thousands. One source of the scars probably is rows of small, sharp teeth on their bottom jaws. The animals may fight for mates, scraping parallel lines in the bodies of their opponents. Other scars may come from their main food supply, squid. The dolphins feed mainly at night when the squid come up near the surface. Some of the squid are pretty big, so they could put up a fight, leaving more marks to their scarred-up opponents. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
From his LP, Intercontinental, that was the one and only Mr. Joe Pass with I Covered the Waterfront. Before that, a relatively new 45 released on the Timian label, Ernie Hawks, and a tune called Trackin' Down.
That's a sound that traditionally signals the beginning of spring in northeastern United States, maple sap dripping into buckets to be used to make maple syrup. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. David Marvin is a maple syrup maker and the owner of Butternut Mountain Farm in Johnson, Vermont.
There is a lot of romance and sort of nostalgic feeling about maple. A large part of it, I think, is because it's really the first crop of the year in the North. It comes before anybody could even dream of putting in a garden or get going with haying or any of those kinds of things. So it spells springtime.
Because of that nostalgia, maple harvesters are often still referred to with a name left over from the bygone days when maple sap was primarily made into sugar.
We're called maple sugar makers in Vermont, but really we're maple syrup makers. We became syrup makers about 1880 when white sugar became cheaper than maple sugar. And from that time on, most maple was sold as syrup, not sugar. Prior to that time, it was a staple item for colonial farmers. It's thought that maple syrup was first discovered by Native American Indians, perhaps by boiling down icicles that dripped off of a wounded tree and developing the maple flavor. Most people think of maple flavor and associate it with maple syrup, but maple is used in some more exotic ways, perhaps. In Vermont, we have a new business which uses maple syrup in a maple-flavored bourbon drink and as a distilled maple spirit.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Well, every so often here at the Radio Thrift Shop, I like to play new releases, and I have some brand new music by Newfound Man from his forthcoming release, Aurora. We're going to hear a couple of singles from that release, Winter on the Walls and Backwards Again. This is Newfound Man.
Time. a sound. Joseph closing.
Some brand new music from Newfoundland with Winter on the Walls and Backwards Again from his new release, Aurora. For more information, visit newfoundland.bandcamp.com. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's time for me to cruise on out of here. I do hope that you've enjoyed the program and enjoyed the vibe. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Go for a walk in the park or outdoors in the sunlight. Take good care of your community and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening.